Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
This is the best of Therapy in a Nutshell.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, and you are tuning in to Therapy in a Nutshell here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This morning, we're going to be doing a show. I want to talk to you about what I call political derangement syndrome. And by political derangement syndrome, what I'm referring to is how angry and upset people are becoming, how angry and upset people have gotten. I am not, and I repeat, I am not talking about political affiliation. This is going to be a call-in show, and I'm really hoping that there are people that will call in and share their experience. And what I want from you is your emotional experience. I do not want to know what political party you are, what political candidates you support, whether you're liberal or conservative. I don't want to know. This is a show where we need to come together as people and support each other in the emotional angst that is just surrounding all of us. And the reason I'm doing this show and the reason I call it political derangement is because I'm seeing everybody get deranged, and it's scary. I feel the anxiety myself. I feel anger cropping up at times. I'm really aware of my emotions, so I'm sitting there going, oh, what are you feeling? Or why did you feel that? And it's complicated and it's difficult. And if you're not really in tune with your emotions, or you like to shove them under, or you like to drink them away, you are probably expressing some of your angst and your anger and your upset in unhealthy ways. And that's what I want to address this morning. We need to come together as people, not as political parties. We need to come together as a country, as people, and support each other in finding a different emotional path for this political climate. So let me tell you the reason why I'm doing this. In my office, you know, I'm a psychologist in private practice, have been for 34 years, and I see a lot of people with different issues. But repeatedly in my office, on almost every time I'm in seeing clients, I hear something. And the things I'm hearing sound like this. The atmosphere in my house is hostile and angry and lots of screaming and yelling about politics. The attitude with my friends is everybody sits on pins and needles hoping nobody brings up politics at the table because it takes off like a runaway freight train and turns into something angry and loud and hostile. The other thing is people are talking about how worried and upset they are at getting together for the holidays because they don't want their Thanksgiving dinner ruined. They don't want the political drama to wreck things. And it's so funny because, you know, I did that podcast on the family drama. You can go back and listen to it. But there's enough family drama around the Thanksgiving table with Uncle So-and-so getting drunk and Aunt So-and-so, you know, doing jabs at how somebody didn't go to college or all the things that families deal with that is hard enough for families without adding this political derisiveness to the table. So what I'm wanting in today's show is I would like you to call in. You don't have to give your name. You don't have to say where you live, or you could, you know, state the area of the country that you live in. We have listeners from all over the United States. And just tell me how this political atmosphere is affecting you emotionally, how it's affecting your relationships, your family, your friends. Are you walking on eggshells? Are you super comfortable? Does it energize you? Do you like it? What are you feeling emotionally with what's going on politically? The phone number to the station is area code 530-605-4567. 530-605-4567. So tell me what's going on with you and how you are handling it. I can share with you, in our family, we've had a rule for quite a number of years before this even got really heated up. We've had a rule that we don't talk politics in our family. Our family has people from all different walks of life and all different political persuasions, and we agree, we just don't talk politics. It's not productive, and it can escalate out of control. So if you've got an opinion, if you know how you're feeling, call in and tell me. We're not going to get into a huge, big, long topic, and I will stop you if you start to say your political affiliation. Please keep it to how you feel. But we need to share, you guys. We need to help each other through this. So the number again is 530-605-4567. Okay, we've got a caller on the line right now. Laura, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Thank you so much for calling in. Part of me was really nervous that no one would call in today, so I deeply appreciate you calling in. Tell me, and again, without expressing any political affiliation or conservative or liberal or anything, tell me how this political climate is affecting you and your life.
Well, I think the first thing was I got acid reflux.
Yeah, heartburn.
And I had never had it in my life, but my husband recently retired, and he had a profession, and with all the free time he had, he became really passionate about politics, and he started watching television news a lot. And the television news had a tendency to trigger him because it was always very it would fire him up. Fire him up. So since there wasn't anybody else in the household, he would turn to me with his passion about a subject. And if I didn't agree, which he knows I don't always agree, he would, you know, hit harder on a topic, trying to convince me that he was right and that there was no other side, and the other side was totally wrong. It became that so that there was no other subject to talk about.
And how did that make you feel when that was happening?
I got acid reflux. It just turned me into knots, and I'm on blood pressure medicine anyway. And it made me feel terrible. It made me feel like there was no air in the room.
You know that I'm so glad you're sharing that, because one person that I know said, I don't want to go home after work because my husband's sitting on the couch screaming at the TV. And she said what she does is she grabs a glass of wine, goes in the bedroom, closes the door, and puts on headphones and tries to tune it all out. So it's in the way of their relationship. Go ahead.
Well, you're describing me. You're describing the coping mechanisms that I use. And it does increase your alcohol intake if you drink. It does, just to bring some humor back into the topic or to change the topic.
And people will have that extra glass of wine or that beer or whatever to turn the volume down literally and figuratively.
Oh, yeah.
Because what's happening is your angst is going up, the acid reflux, the blood pressure, the I feel terrible, get me out of here, and you can't just pick up and leave all the time.
No, you can't. You can't do that every night and every morning when the news is on. I think what was harder for me was after this experience morning and evening, I go to a craft group with a group of women, and one of them likes to bring up politics occasionally, and she chooses the most recent headline. And here we're in this nurturing environment where we're working on crafts and we're all supposed to be quiet and thinking about what we're doing and being creative. And she shoots, I call her a sniper, she'll shoot a topic across my bow, knowing that I don't really agree with it, but everyone around the table agrees with her. So once again, I'm in a situation where there's no room for me to have a different opinion. There's no room to breathe. And the assumption that everyone agrees with her drives me crazy.
And that's really hard with everyone agrees with you, because you don't always agree, but you don't want to get into a big controversy by stepping up and saying, I don't agree.
Exactly.
So let me tell you this. I'm giving away three prizes today, giving away some prizes today, and I'm putting your name in to win a prize. And at the end of the show, I'm going to choose the names out of the hat. And if you've won a prize, listen through to the end of the show and then just email me and I will get your prize to you.
Thank you. I'd love that. And thank you for doing the show. It really, I love it.
Oh, thank you so much. I deeply appreciate that. And I deeply appreciate you calling in. So keep listening and you might get the prize of your choice. So
may I say one more thing?
Yes,
I absolutely loved your book. I gave your book to several of my friends. It is wonderful. Anyway, thank you.
Thank you so much. The book she's talking about is Therapy in a Nutshell, which happens to maybe possibly be one of the prizes today.
So,
well, thank you so much, and I wish you happy holidays, and I deeply appreciate you calling in, Laura. Take care.
Thank you, Patty. Bye.
All right, everybody, we're going to go to break for just a minute, and when we come back, hopefully we're going to have more callers. That was awesome, Laura. That's exactly what I'm talking about. How is this affecting you emotionally? Please call in, area code 530-605-4567. We're going to go to break. Be back in a moment.
Hey, Linda, show's over. Let's hop in the truck and head over to Country Kitchen for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Country Kitchen is open for that in-dining experience for breakfast and lunch 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Country Kitchen has their own in-house bakery, everything home-cooked with the freshest ingredients. Can I hear yum?
You can hear cinnamon rolls. Country Kitchen, locally owned for 27 years, located on Hilltop Drive in the Hillcrest Shopping Center.
Let's go!
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
This is the best of therapy in a nutshell.
Welcome back to Therapy in a Nutshell. This is Dr. Patty, and we are talking about political derangement syndrome. And again, just briefly, I'm asking people not to state their politics, but to talk about how the emotional, the political climate is affecting you emotionally. So please call in with your thoughts or sharing what's going on in your life with this political environment. Area code 530-605-4567. You could stay anonymous if you would like. You need to give a name to put you in the pot for some drawings we're going to do at the end of the show, but you don't have to say your name on the air. Or you can give a false name. I don't care. It's how you contact me at the end of the show is to go to my website, patriciabay.com, and click on Email Dr. Patty, and I will get your prizes to you if you call in. So the people that call in are getting their names put in a pot, and maybe just my producer has your real name so we can get a hold of you. And at the end of the show, we're going to do a drawing for some prizes. So please call in. I think the whole country, all of us, need to hear each other that we want things to change emotionally. So, well, we're waiting to see if someone calls in at area code 530-605-4567. I want to share with you a coping skill that I used in my own life. I was at a gathering of musicians, and somebody started breaching the political climate, and I stood up and I said, look, we are here to play music. If you all are going to start talking politics, I'm leaving because I don't want to do this. And four or five other people got up and said, I don't either. So they didn't. They shut it down, stopped talking politics, and we all agreed not to, and I sat back down. And I was going to walk out the door because I was not going to ruin a musical experience with politics. So don't hesitate. Like the first caller that called in said she's at a group of women gathered around doing crafts, and somebody wants to shoot a political statement across the bow and get an argument going. She could say, look, we are here to do crafts and to be supportive of each other. And if you all are going to talk politics, then I'm leaving. And that might shut it down in a very kind way. Okay, we've got another caller on the line. Linda, are you there?
Well, yeah, good morning. I think this is a really great, Patty. This is very topical. I will share with the listeners that, you know, I was with an intimate group of people at a dinner party. And there are certain people that just can't help. Maybe they drink. They blurted out, you know, something I can't believe you voted for or blah, 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 whatever, fill in the blank.
Yes.
And what it did is it was like someone threw water on a great time. Or it was like being slapped. It just totally shocked and shifted energy. And that's not happened at once, but only twice with this group, which then, you know, there's trepidation. Now there's trepidation and the feeling of, you know, you're saved, you're in a safe environment, and all of a sudden it goes into, it shouldn't have to be crossing those borders. So,
yes.
You know, my theory is that there used to be a time in our society when there was more gentlemanly or, you know, gentle lady behavior.
Right.
And we've gotten, it's like, watch what happens on airplanes, what happens in standing in line, what happens with our society, and there's a lack of respect in our culture.
I agree.
And I think that's what this comes down to, is that you just can't, some people just don't know what it is to respect boundaries.
Yes, and I think that's a very, very good point. I appreciate you bringing that up. Because if you're at a gathering of people, there should be a respectful boundary that says we're not going to turn this gathering into something adversarial. And I think you're right. It's the respect. So the coping skill I was talking about just a moment ago, if people do that, if you stand up and say, look, we're here to have fun. Can we stay away from the political angst that's going on right now? Can we all just come together as people and have a good time? And I think more people in the room or at the table agree with that than don't. Because that's what I'm seeing in my office. That's what I'm seeing with people I started talking about this subject to. People are going, yeah, this has got to stop. It's killing us. So
right.
I deeply appreciate you calling, Linda, and sharing that. I'm going to put your name in the pot for a drawing. And
hey, you're my prize. You know, I don't know if a lot of people, if you realize, I know that you've got a lot of followers, but again, that's online, and that's nice. But I mean, how many people tell me on a regular basis how much they love your show? And people need to tell you that or share with you in another way besides just being online. We're losing something in our social media. And that's a whole other subject. But, you know, I know a lot of people are feeling the angst. Thanksgiving's coming up. If there are, you know, adversarial thoughts on what's happening in our country, which there are everywhere, and our table will sit around where we've got, you know, so we have to just all, I love Dolly Parton yesterday was on The View, and one of the hosts kept saying, well, you're just a feminist. You're just a feminist. And she said, you know, I just don't like to put a label on myself. I just think everybody just got to get along and love one another. We all find out the good in each other. And I thought,
she kept walking
around the bomb. She did not get into the bombshell.
I love that. And she avoids it and won't do it. And that's the act. the art that we all need to recapture is to not have to express our opinion all the time to everybody and try to change theirs. We need to stop.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for calling in.
Okay. Bye.
I appreciate it, and I will put you on the list. Thank you, Linda. Okay, we've got another caller on the line. Tom, are you there?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Tell me how this political climate is affecting you emotionally.
Pandemic. It's not only family, but it's friends, it's outings, it's everywhere you go. And I've been listening to quite a few of the comments. I think people have zeroed in on, the idea that it will keep going on unless someone stands up and says, excuse me, wait a minute, we're here for family or we're here for friends or we're in an outing or something. So I think most of it has been addressed. I think it's sad in our country to see that we find ourselves too often where someone is looking at us because of our politics or our religion or something like that, as opposed to just being friends.
Yes, and I agree with you, because I think for a long time our country was moving into a direction of trying to just see people as people. And that was the respect we were trying to get at gatherings and things like that. And now it's become angry, derisive, anxiety-filled, no matter which side of the spectrum you're on. So I think you're absolutely right that it's a pandemic. It's everywhere. And it's really upsetting people. And I would like us all to try and shift that energy. In fact, while you were talking, I had a vision of putting a little sign at your front door when people walk in for Thanksgiving that says political free zone. And so people walk in and you don't even have to say a word. You can say, park your politics in your trunk of your car and come on in and let's be friends and family. Because it's what everybody's afraid of, gathering around the holiday table. What's going to pop up? So thank you, Tom. I appreciate you calling in, and listen to the end of the show, and I will put your name in the pot to be drawn for a prize.
Oh, don't throw me in the pot.
Not the political pot, the prize pot. I love it. Thank you so much for taking the time to call in. I deeply appreciate it. Thank you. Okay, so call in anybody else at 530-605-4567. So let's look, while we're waiting for somebody to call in, I want you to look at the idea of what happens when we as people are angry. It is a call to consciousness. And even in myself, when I find myself getting riled up by the unfairness or the angst or the anxiety or the attitude that's happening in politics today, I have to stop and say, ugh, what are you angry about? What are you upset about? The call to consciousness is to stop and look underneath the anger. And for myself, what I have figured out is all of the anxiety and the angst and the horrible attitudes make me afraid. And I thought, what are you afraid of, Patty? Afraid for my country, afraid for relationships, afraid for going out and having a good time and it being ruined. So think about that. Anger and anxiety is a call to consciousness. Okay, we've got a caller on the line. Roberta, are you there? This is Dr. Patty.
I am.
Thank you, Roberta, for calling in. Tell me how you're feeling about the political environment.
Well, I'll just tell you it has interrupted a very nice relationship that I had, hopefully still can recover, with my daughter-in-law.
Okay.
It has caused me some depression that I'm working through. Both of us are very strong women.
Mm-hmm.
We both have very strong opinions. And usually you would not get involved in such discussion that is so controversial.
Yes.
But the TV's on, the news comes on. They want to watch one station, which I don't want to watch. And so it has separated us. So one or the other of us has to leave the room. This sounds subtle and everything, but it has impacted our relationship, and I'm working on that right now.
You know, what you're calling in about is so important, Roberta, and I appreciate you calling in because I do see this creating depression. I see it dividing relationships. And what I'm encouraging you to do is to address the issue, not the underlying content. Like saying to your daughter-in-law, look, we love each other. We are family. We need to make a concerted effort to park our politics at the door. No TV, no social media, no telephones. Let's just get together and be together. And we're going to say this is a political-free zone when we're together. What do you think about that? Because you're my daughter-in-law, and I love you, and I don't want us divided by something like this. And if she will step into that zone with you, maybe you can shift the energy. What do you think? Is that something that you could call her and even say, or get her to listen to this? This show will be put out as a podcast this afternoon. Get her to listen to the show. Would that be a possibility?
I don't think it's a possibility for her to listen to the show. I think your suggestion that I have to attempt to open up a discussion with her in a loving way.
Yes. And remember, the discussion is not about content, which is what you're talking about, like liberal or conservative. It's about the process. We need to have a process that we can get together as family without triggering each other. How can we do that? And I'm suggesting political free zone, turn off social media, turn off our phones, shut down the TV, and just be together as family. And seeing if she'll agree to that. She might.
That's wonderful. I really appreciate your suggestion.
Oh, you're welcome. Roberta, thank you so much for calling in. Listen to the end of the show. Go to my website, patriciabay.com, and email Dr. Patty. And if you get chosen, I'm going to pull your name out of the hat for one of the prizes I'm giving away, and I hope you win one.
So, thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you taking the time.
And happy Thanksgiving, Patty.
You too, Roberta. Thank you. Okay. I think we have to go to break. Yeah, we're going to go to break. When we come back, hopefully some more people are going to call in. Area code 530-605-4567. Thank you, everybody, for calling in. I love you.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
This is the best of therapy in a nutshell.
Welcome back to Therapy in a Nutshell. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, Dr. Patty, and today we are talking about political derangement syndrome. And I'm purposely calling it political derangement syndrome. This is not about either political party or any persuasion that you've got, liberal, conservative, whatever. This is how the atmosphere of politics in our country is affecting us as individuals, our relationships, our families, our holiday gatherings. We've got Annie on the line. Annie, thank you so much for waiting through the break. Tell me how this is affecting you.
Hi, Patty. Yes, I have a friend who goes on a rant, and especially it's been on the telephone, and she won't stop, and I've asked her more than once, please, don't talk to me about politics. And I find myself avoiding her.
Yes.
And just not really want to be close to her anymore. But at times when she goes on and on, my heart starts beating fast.
Yes.
And I do not listen to the national news. I don't have TV, so I don't watch TV. And when the national news comes on, I turn it off. And it has led to depression, and when I hear bits and pieces of it, and I pray for our country, I pray for our world, because
yes.
It's such turned upside down.
I can hear the pain in your voice, Annie, and I appreciate you being vulnerable enough to call in. I have a question for you. If your friend, who is having very little boundaries here, if that person were to go off on a rant attacking someone you love, like your mom or your kids or
yeah.
something like that, would you know how to shut that down? Would you have a very firm boundary that says, do not threaten my children? Do
yes.
not?
Okay. In the olden days, I did not, but I'm a little bit stronger now.
Okay, good. But listen to my podcast, Standing in Your Truth. That'll be a really good one to bolster that for you. But let's say that if you want to keep this friendship, then you call her and did you hear what I said to Roberta before who was talking? Don't call and talk politics. Call and talk boundaries. Call
okay.
and talk the underlying issue. You call her and say, look, you're my friend, and I value our friendship. But I need to tell you, I will not be talking to you hardly ever anymore because I cannot handle, physically or emotionally, the political ranting. So I'm asking you, if you want to keep our friendship, that our friendship is a political-free zone. And we can talk about the weather, our kids, we can talk about whatever else you want, but not politics. And if you're willing to meet me there, I would like to keep our friendship. If you cannot, I appreciate you being honest with me, because I need to beg off at least for the next year.
Yes, I can do that. Thank you.
Yeah. What I'm hearing, Annie, is this is affecting you physically and emotionally. Take care of yourself. You matter. You get to matter here. And you get to set a boundary that says, I don't want this angst and this derisive, angry tone in my life. And I'm asking you to please stop. And use the term, I need a political free zone.
Okay.
And listen to my podcast. Go to my podcast, Patricia Bay. Type in Dr. Patricia Bay, Therapy in a Nutshell. It'll come up on Spotify, iTunes. You can look at the archives in this station, KCNR. And type in Standing in Your Truth. And I think you'll really resonate with that, and it'll give you a lot of courage before you call her.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Well, you take care, woman, and I appreciate you calling in. I deeply appreciate it. You've helped
Bye-bye.
More people than you know by calling.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. And I'm putting you in for the drawing, so listen to the end.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Right, thank you. Thank you. Okay. Oh, you guys, I'm so deeply appreciative that people are calling in. Part of me was a little anxious that I would be talking to myself here. So thank you. The area code is 530-605-4567. I want to toss out something. One of the things I miss, and I have learned to be upset about, I guess is the way to say it, is to remember how news used to be. We'd sit down and watch the 5 or 6 o'clock news at the end of the day, and we'd have like a half hour of local news, and then we'd have a half hour of national news. And newscasters prided themselves on facts. They did not interject their opinions. They did not tell you how to think. They shared the events of the day. They shared the biggest headlines. And then we'd turn the news off. And we also didn't have Facebook and, you know, social media stuff that riles everybody up. So we had a little bit of news, we stayed informed, and then we turned it off. or it's turned itself off, so we couldn't even keep watching. And what's happening in our culture now is that there's 24/7 news, and you can actually turn into a station that exemplifies and solidifies the political belief that you already have. So you find yourself watching what you agree with and not hearing other sides of an equation. The other thing is, what happens to the news stations when they have to fill 24/7 worth of news? They have to beat up a topic over and over and over again. Even if it's a little tiny topic, it becomes huge. They have to express their opinions over and over and over again. And whichever news channel you tend to watch, you will get that persuasive argument. And it is contributing to the angst and the irritation and the anger in our country. So what I'm trying to say for myself is, turn it off. Watch a little bit of news, get a few facts, and shut it down. And, you know, try, and I had a friend the other day tell me that he took Facebook off his phone because then if he wanted to look at his kids' pictures or stuff like that, he'd go on his big computer at home, not on his phone, 20 times a day. And I thought, that is a really good idea. We have to take care of ourselves, everybody, in this political pandemic, as our caller Tom called it, which I thought was beautiful. In this pandemic of angst, anxiety, and anger, we have to take care of ourselves. Listen to what two other callers said about depression and upset and losing relationships. We have to stand up for our families, for ourselves, for our relationships, and try to create an environment that doesn't create heartburn and high blood pressure and avoidance of gatherings and all of that. This is hurting people. And I think why I was so motivated to talk about this is I feel the angst myself. I dread going to gatherings and somebody standing up and saying something. And I have tried to really just stand in my truth and say, look, let's not change this into something political and mean and arguing. Let's have a good time. So I love the idea of creating a political free zone for your holiday gatherings, for your next family dinner, for the next time you gather with your craft group to do what you're doing and say, look, we're here to have a good time. Let's park our politics in our car and leave it there. So what do you think about that? Do you think that's a good thing? I mean, does anybody out there like this? Do you like the arguing and the constant debating and the trying to convince people of your political views? Do you ever feel like it's getting you somewhere and you're changing somebody's mind? I'd love somebody to call in and tell me if they wish this would go on forever, because I haven't heard one person say that to me yet. So the phone number is 530-605-4567, and I'd love to hear from, if there is anybody out there that says, yeah, I'm energized by all this. I think it's awesome. maybe that person exists out there, and maybe they're listening. So let's go back, while we're waiting for somebody to call, let's go back to the idea that anger is a call to consciousness. When you feel yourself amping up or getting anxious, or it might be a physical symptom like heartburn or blood pressure, or just feeling depressed and kind of lost, and then sometimes people have said to me, I feel stupid. People are talking about all these issues that I've been tuning out and don't want to focus on, and then I feel like I'm uninformed and I don't know what I'm talking about, so then I end up feeling like an idiot. And that makes them feel kind of powerless and upset as well. So when you feel these feelings, what I'm challenging you to do is, don't just hold on to the anger or the anxiety. I want you to look beneath it. Think of anger as an outward flowing emotion. It says, get away from me, be quiet, leave me alone. And underneath that anger is a wall. The more aware you are of yourself, the smaller that wall is and the more porous that wall is. The more blocked up you are from your inner feelings, the bigger and fatter that wall is. So try and look beneath that wall and say, what am I really feeling? And it's not that anger or anxiety is not a real issue. It is. But it's a call to consciousness. What's going on underneath that anxiety and underneath that anger? Am I embarrassed? Am I worried? Am I scared? Do I feel miserable? Am I depressed? Am I fearful? what is going on? Do I feel betrayed? So when I looked underneath my own anger and I said, what's going on for you? I realized I was afraid. I'm afraid for our country. I'm afraid for relationships. I don't like the negativity. It's harmful to us, to our bodies, to our minds. And I don't want to feel angry or anxious. I want to shift my own environment and try to stop some of this ranting and raving. All right, we're going to go to break, so please call in at 530-605-4567. I want to hear how you're feeling about all of this. We're going to go to break.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep, is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your host, Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
This is the best of Therapy in a Nutshell.
Welcome back to Therapy in a Nutshell. This is Dr. Patty, and we are talking about political derangement syndrome. That is my title for it. So we've got a caller on the line, Jessica. Are you there?
Yeah, Patty, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you so much for calling. Tell me how this is affecting you emotionally.
You know, both positive and negatively, to be quite honest. We had an incident you're aware of in our business recently. Kind of started out as a media attack that was private and evolved into an attack on our employees and our business, which emotions were crazy just amongst our teammates. Anger, hostility, sadness, it kind of ran the gamut. In the long run, when everything hit social media, what came out of it was this outpouring of community support and people just wanting to be able to talk about things and see eye to eye and not have that level of anxiety when they're around each other. So that was a beautiful part of it all.
That is wonderful. And I do know which situation you're talking about. And I thank you for calling in and that you're listening today. And without going into any of the political angle of it, somebody disagreed with an employee of yours and then they really acted out angry and loud and disruptive in your business because the person didn't agree with them. And I watched the outpouring of community support on social media and people showing up at your business and supporting and people of all political parties showing up and saying, look, we want to get along. We don't want somebody targeted for race, religion, politics, the color of your skin, the anything. We don't want anyone attacked in our country for who they are. And I thought that was beautiful, too. And so
it was spectacular. I honestly never expected it. When something like that hits social media, the first thing you do is kind of sit back and go, oh, my God, what's going to happen? But in the end of it all, I mean, you saw people of every different area of life, every walk of life come through our doors or send messages from all over the U.S. just saying, hey, thank you for standing up for us. Thank you for standing up for, you know, freedom of speech and our constitutional rights and people just coming together and not being hateful.
Yes. And, you know, remember a caller that called in earlier said respect.
Yes.
So much respect has been lost in our community and lost in our businesses and respect for each other and feeling like you get to shout your political opinion anywhere and everywhere because people are going to listen and change their mind. And the fact that they were out to harm your business was wrong and mean.
Yeah, and for personal attacks on our employees that were just over the top hateful and you know,
yes.
Very, very, very mean and targeted towards their jobs or their abilities. And I thought, you know, who goes to this point?
Yes, and I think it's. I'm so glad you called in because it's what we have to watch for in this political climate. We can get so riled up that we can inadvertently harm someone else, and we need to be aware of that and dial ourselves down and dial ourselves back in, and recognize that not everybody needs to hear our opinion. Sometimes we just
exactly.
need to practice silence and shut up. And so wouldn't it be funny if in your restaurant or your business it said political free zone when you walked through the
yeah,
door?
That would be an interesting one.
Yeah, that would be interesting and all over the place, wouldn't it? We
yeah,
want people
definitely,
not
definitely.
To be attacked for who they are. Freedom of speech, freedom to believe how you want, freedom to practice your religion, whatever, without being in a negative, derisive environment. So,
exactly. We all have a lot to learn from each other. And
we
I think
do.
That's the biggest thing that we need to look at. It doesn't matter what your political affiliation is. We all can learn something from somebody that you don't necessarily agree with or you don't see eye to eye with. We just need to be a lot more open-minded.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And I love it that you said that you found the silver lining in the dark cloud. And that's
absolutely.
Beautiful. You found that people will reach out with love and support when something gets way over the top, unfair, and unkind. And I just love that because, you know, in every black, rainy, dark cloud we've got, there is a silver lining if we look for it and we ask, what did this situation have to teach me? And you found that, Jessica, and I think that's really cool. Really cool.
It's been pretty surreal, I'll tell you what. You never would have thought that you would see something like this and people coming together. But people are truly wanting this. People truly want to come together. And I think that media is just, it pushes people apart every day, and they need to step back and quit following the masses and really see that we are one people in one nation. We have a great country. You know, we have a lot more rights than anybody in the world. We should appreciate those things and quit trying to tear people apart.
Yes, I agree. Well, thank you so much, Jessica, for calling in and sharing the silver lining, because I think that
thank
is
you.
Absolutely beautiful, and I'm putting your name in the pot to win a prize.
Thank you. You have a great day.
You too. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Patty.
Bye.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think that's a really important point because in my 34 years of doing psychotherapy with all walks of life and all people of all ages, what I have found is that none of us grow from everything being lovely and perfect all the time. Our best lessons are through adversity. The times I have grown the most in my life has been during the heartache and the hard times and the traumas. And I bet most of you can agree with that. So let's take this difficult time of anger and angst and derisive opinions and disrespect and everybody thinking they have a right to shout their opinion from the rooftops. And let's learn from this. It is harmful to each other. It's painful to many. It's ruining relationships, ruining the peace inside your house, has the potential to ruin your Thanksgiving dinner or your holiday gathering. So let's all stand up for what we want. And if what you want in your life is a political free zone, make it so. I'm a Trekkie. Can you tell? I love Star Trek. But make it so, number one. You are number one. Make it so. So either say it out loud, send out an email to the family, text everybody, put a little stop sign as they walk in the door, and say, this holiday gathering is going to be a political-free zone. Please honor that. And then all you're going to have to deal with is the person at the table who gets drunk and the other one who wants to judge everybody and the other one who's late and the other one who forgot to bring their side dish and the other one who, you know, gives you a dirty look because the baby's crying. Those are the family drama things that I hear all the time. Wouldn't it be nice if we were just stuck with those and not politics? So my thing to everybody is stop and think how you feel. What is underneath that? What are the emotions that you're feeling that are deeper than the anger and the anxiety? And how can you address what you need to take care of yourself and to take care of your family and to take care of your relationships? Stop and think, what do I need? And then stand in your truth. If you don't know how to stand in your truth, go back to the archives of this station, KCNR1460.com. Find me, Dr. Patricia Bay, and look in the archives, and there's a show called Stand in Your Truth. You can go to my podcast, which is, type in even a Google search, Dr. Patricia Bay, Therapy in a Nutshell, and all the podcast forums will come up, Spotify, iTunes, ton of other ones. You can download the Anchor app, like a boat anchor. It's free. It's safe. And scroll through all the podcasts. There's about 50 of them on there now. And they're all free. And you can type in Stand in Your Truth. And you can learn how to figure out what you want and how to stand in that truth with love, with kindness, with your friends and family. And create the environment that you want to live in. We don't have anybody else calling in at the moment. We've got a few more minutes left on the show if anybody has something to say. We have four more minutes. Phone number 530-605-4567. But I want you to think about your relationship. Like the people that have called in and said that it's very difficult with their spouse who's screaming and yelling at the TV or thinking that they should agree or they want to talk politics 24/7. It's also okay to draw a boundary there. And you can do it lovingly. As with any good communication, I recommend you try doing it when it is not happening. So you don't wait till the news is on and they're screaming and yelling about politics. Next morning, quiet over coffee, the news is off. You say, can I talk to you about something that I'm upset about? They'll probably say sure, or they'll roll their eyes and say what. But go ahead and talk and say, look, it's gotten very angry and anxiety producing and it's harming my emotional health. It's harming my body. I would like there not to be the screaming and yelling about politics for many hours every night. How about if you watch the news and I go out for a walk? How about if you watch the news and I go out to the garden? I go sit on the back deck with my glass of wine by myself. Draw a boundary. Ask for what you need. And ask that person for buy-in. And if they can't give you what you need, what does that tell you? What do you need to do? You need to listen to my podcast on communication basics, on conflict resolution, and on fair fighting. There's three really good relationship ones on there. Because if that person doesn't listen to you and say, and if they say, I don't care, I want to listen to politics 24/7, they're telling you that you don't matter. And that is a whole nother subject. Do you matter? And when you are clearly asking for what you need, whether it's your spouse or your daughter-in-law, or your friend, or a family member, when you are asking for what you need and somebody says, "Nah, I'm not going to give it to you," then that's what you talk about. You say, how come what I'm asking for doesn't matter? Why isn't it more important than what you are making yourself do watching this news and screaming and yelling? So I want to thank you all for tuning in, and I deeply appreciate the people who have called in. And what I'm going to do is every single person that called in is going to get a free download of my book. All I want you to do is email me, Dr. Patty, DrPatty, at patriciabay.com. And if you didn't write that down, then go to my website, patriciabay.com, click on email Dr. Patty, and give me your email, and I will email back you a code so you can download my book for free. So I have all your names here. But now I'm going to give away two tickets to It's a Wonderful Life at the Cascade Theater, and it's on December 23rd, and here are two tickets, and I'm going to give those to Roberta. I just found you. I pulled your name out of my little hat here. So, Roberta, if you would like to call in and talk to my producer, Jared, and give him your address, I will stick these in the mail to you today. And also, I'm going to give pull another name out of the hat here, and let me see, I'm stirring them up, and what I've got is Jessica. Jessica, I'm giving you a free download to Native American flutist Randy McGinnis and his CD, his sixth CD, is called Freedom's Hope, and if you will email